Hey, welcome back to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. And as our listeners know, I love to bring on role models. And my next guest, I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite a while. I'm thrilled to be joined by Joseph Bar Topinka, the son of Judy. And the title of Joe, of your book, it's called Just Judy. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Klein, or can I say shalom?
Shalom, absolutely.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, it's great to have you. And Judy, your mom and I met. We didn't have a lot of interaction, but she inspired me. The bipartisan spirit, that energy that she brought. I was with her just a few months before she passed, and she was a bundle of energy and an inspiration to really everybody that met her. And I know that you are involved in passing along that legacy to the next generation and hopefully long beyond. But Joe, I want to start by asking you, what in the world are you wearing?
Well, Shalom, I'm glad you're asking that. And for those of people who are watching in the streaming video, I'm actually wearing a Czech Republic hockey jersey. And a good friend of mine, Krista Matlock, who went to college with me, knew of my pride in Czech heritage and my mother's pride in Czech heritage. And so I'm wearing the coat of arms for the Czech Republic, because I think one of the key things that you get out of the book, and one of the key things I think you always would get from my mother, was that she was very proud of her heritage. Mm-hmm. And she always wanted to instill that in me. She wanted to instill that in her granddaughter. But more importantly, what she loved was the fact that she could love her heritage. It made her love other people's heritage
even more. Let's talk about Judy Bar Topinka. Tell me a little bit about your mom.
Energy, ferocity, passion, inspiration, hard work. She wanted to make things better. She had this incredible desire to make things better. And if it was a matter of maybe good government, maybe it was a matter of perseverance, maybe it was a matter of advocating, I think she wanted good government. And with that good government, I think she wanted good management and leadership to come together. You know, I teach students this all the time. You can't necessarily, good managers aren't necessarily good leaders, and good leaders aren't necessarily good managers. But when you get somebody who's a good manager and a leader, wow. And I got to tell you something, mom on a good day represented some of the best of both.
So your mom, she has filled so many different roles in the public eye. We've seen her as a member of the Illinois House of Representatives. She served as the Illinois Comptroller, and she was actually elected to a role and then passed shortly after that election. Tell us a little bit about what our listeners might not know about your mom as a child, growing up as a wife, as a mother, and perhaps behind the scenes as a state politician.
I think people probably would be surprised at the fact that she was a mother. People come up to me today and say, I didn't know Judy Bar Topinka had a son. Well, Judy Bar Topinka did have a son, and her son was on active duty for 20 years,
right,
which required me to be very quiet. There are a lot of rules in the federal government that really do not allow you to get into political activities. So it was very awkward to always be in an audience, and my mother would say, hey, I got somebody to introduce you to, and he's in the audience. And then people say, why aren't you up there? Well, there's some rules I got to follow.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, well, thank you for your appreciation. I was a military lawyer, and I worked hard. But she was a mother, and I think that's an important thing to know. Most people don't realize she was a journalist. And as I've been going through the state, I have found some of her old articles. My mother was actually an incredibly great writer. And in this book is basically designed for young people, but adults like it as well. I've put some of her articles in there. And there's one article about Spiro Agnew, which most people will not even know this name, but that goes back to the Nixon administration. When you read the article, you see that she never changed. Her attitude was the same from when she was a journalist to when she was in public office. But she was a mother. She was a wife. Yes, the marriage didn't work out, but she had a high school sweetheart, just like a lot of other people did. And what's amazing, this is Shalom, is that she grew up in a very loving family. A little crazy, as she would say, but she grew up in a loving family that was very proud of its heritage. And here's another thing most people don't know. She spoke another language before she spoke English.
Really?
She spoke Czech first. So, and I talk about that in the book because I want people in this state, in this country, but mostly in this state, to realize that if you come to this state and you know another language, you can still fit in because there's a ways of learning and there's ways of growing and there's ways of adapting. And that's so, what my mother did.
So I'm chatting with my guest here in studio, Joseph Bartopinka, son of Judy Bartopinka. And Judy was a Republican, but it's very interesting. On the cover of the book that we have here in studio, and we're going to talk more about the book in it after a quick break, you have a quote from President Barack Obama saying that Judy was blunt, pragmatic, unfailingly cheerful and energetic, and always willing to put politics aside to find common sense solutions that make a difference for the people of Illinois. That's not a common theme to have that sort of bipartisan recognition. And that's what I've always admired about Judy Bartopinka, your mom, that she put politics aside, bottom line, to help people, to do good for people. And that's a very important lesson. And hopefully that's something that through your book it will live on. And I know that you're doing a lot of speaking, and we'll of course share the website to make sure that people know where to find the book and read a little bit of those lessons. So what is your fondest memory of your mom?
The fondest memory of my mom was I talk about this in the book. She wasn't the greatest cook, and
one thing that Judy Bartopinka did not do well. Okay.
She was not a good cook, and she used to make these chocolate cakes, and she would put too many chocolate chips in these chocolate cakes, and then she'd put them in the freezer for whatever reason, I don't know, and the chocolate chips would freeze, and people would try to cut into the cake, and they couldn't get through, and she was known as making the brick cakes.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to talk more about the book in just a moment. Jess Bartopinka, stand by. Here, listen, get down to business. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. Welcome back. The show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Once again, continuing our conversation with Joseph Bartopinka, talking about a new-ish book called Just Judy, A Citizen and Leader for Illinois. It's the story of Judy Bartopinka. Joe, you just shared a very kind of comical, funny story about Judy's cooking, or perhaps that wasn't her skill set. She had a lot of others. But Joe, what was your mom's proudest accomplishment?
I think my mother's proudest accomplishment was the unclaimed assets program in the state treasurer's office. She was able to get that when George Ryan was governor, and she made it into this thing called the cash dash, which the current state treasurer is still running, and it's doing even greater.
It is.
And it's fantastic, and I would encourage school teachers, because this book is designed for school kids and junior high school kids, maybe even freshmen in high school, and even adults. But I would encourage kids to go on to the state treasurer's site and play with the cash dash and see if the family has unclaimed assets. You'd be amazed on what gets lost in today's day and age.
That's a proud accomplishment, and that's certainly living on. So the book includes 100-plus activities, projects, and essay questions. Let's talk about what is inside that book. And I'm also curious about the journey in writing and actually having the book illustrated. It's a fun book. It is fun. It's colorful. What's inside?
Everything from leadership to good government, civility, perseverance, balance, integrity, heritage, advocacy, photos, references to things that she did in her life, activities that help teachers bring out issues for kids in a classroom, even the thing of how a law becomes a law in Illinois, which I still think people don't understand. And Shalom, honestly, it's a book that's based on my experience when I was a 6th, 7th, and 8th grader, learning from my mother as she was learning while she was a legislator in Springfield, a state rep, a state senator. She was learning while I was learning. And this book is my way of saying, hey, learn something.
So who's the audience for the book?
I would say it's students and middle school students, early high school students, and teachers and parents. Like, for example, you know, I talk about civility and protocol. If I was a parent, I would love my kid to say, and I do this with my kid now, Alexandra, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, civility. Because the most important thing mom would say is that if you can't be civil to people, then you can't form compromises. And right now, I worry that in our world today, we're not being very civil to each other. Maybe this book will teach young people about the importance of civility and how it can create compromise.
That is such an important lesson for students from all, regardless of geography. Certainly here in Illinois, we have fond memories. I have fond memories of your mom and reading about her, and hopefully people will continue to talk about Judy, and you're making sure that that happens. Tell me about the Judy Bartpinka Charitable Foundation.
Well, you know, between the book and the foundation, our effort was to try to do positive things to encourage people. We're kind of new, but we just had our first Judy Award in April, and then we're working on a scholarship, and we're working on ways to find to influence and to help students as they go forward to do the right thing, and the right thing being the things that Judy believed in, which was good government, ethics, civility, and love of heritage. What a great combination. What great lessons to teach young people. What an incredible legacy for Illinois. And by the way, what a great time to do this, our bicentennial year.
Oh, absolutely. So your mom, Judy Bartpinka, passed on December 10th, 2014. But that does not mean that her memory goes away. And in fact, I think that right now through the book and through your stories and through your talks, you're helping that continue. There's a lot more information on the website, including ways for folks to purchase the book. And I want to make sure that we direct people there. Joseph Bartpinka, please share the information.
It's very simple. www.judybartpinka.org. And you can punch the little button on there on www.judybartpinka.org. And you can go to Amazon and buy the book. And there's great resources that I'm constantly adding for students, teachers, and parents.
JudyBartpinka.org. Lots of resources, lots of information, including the book, Just Judy. Joe, thanks so much for joining
Thank
me
you,
here
Shalom.
In studio.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.